Hey, my love, this is your girl, Corey Love, back with another Carefree Cinema Conversation. If this is your first time, thanks for tuning in. And if you're a returning guest, thanks for always rocking with your girl. Do me a favor, run real quick and let your audience know that I am going live right now. And tonight we're going to have the pleasure of speaking with Armando King. But let me tell you something. So if you don't know, in the acting world, you have auditions and rehearsals and different things that come up. So he's going to be running a little bit late tonight, but what we're going to do is we're going to go right ahead and get started because I know that he will be right here. But before I bring him on or before he shows up, I just want to give a shout out to Simplex, Urban Simplex Entertainment LLC out of Detroit for supporting his episode tonight. So if you're not familiar with them, make sure you check them out on Instagram. And also on Facebook at Urban Simplex Entertainment LLC. Now, I wanted to share a real quick little clip about the most recent film that they have. But if you've seen The Bad Girl, if you have seen Rose Gold, those are off on Urban Simplex. So check this one out.
Hey, Mom.
Listen, Sandra. You need to start thinking about your future. And taking pictures ain't gonna get you nowhere.
But for real, when I'm gonna get like a wedding or something, like a baby shower, like give me something.
Girl, I'm not focused on no dudes right now. They ain't nothing but distractions.
My name Andrew, by the way. Yours?
I'm dating someone, and he is fine, girl.
You better make sure he ain't no psycho killer.
He's not.
Got to be this funny.
So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you run to Tubi tonight or after the show and check it out. All right, so we're going to get ready to get started.
Your host, Corey Love.
That's me. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on for the night, Armando King out of Detroit. Hello, Armando.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Corey Love? You all right?
Yes, I'm good. And you?
Good. Rushing back to rehearsal.
I know. That's what I said. I thought you were going to be a little bit late. I was like, you know how it is in this industry. Hey, when they come up, you got to grab it and go. That's all that is.
Hey, glad to be here, though.
So let the people know who you are, but don't give them too much because I'm going to be asking the questions tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Now, this screen look a little dark to me. Is it okay? Y'all, you can see me? Good?
You can come up a little bit more or turn on another light.
Sure, that's all the light we got in here.
Yeah, come closer then. Come a little closer. Yeah. That's better. What y'all say? Let me know. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, you really can't see.
Good.
But I'm Armando King from Detroit, actor, do a little modeling, mobile barber. I'm a fitness trainer, mentor for the youth, you know, and you know, involved in the community and whatnot.
You said whatnot? Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that you're involved in the community. So there was a clip that I saw recently with you working with the youth in the community. And the organization is Just Because We Care, which is, mm-hmm. a, I, absolutely love that nonprofit name. So let's show a little clip about you doing some things with the youth.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now.
I'm in.
Let's go. Let's go. Where you at, Corey? Whoa. Okay, okay. Let's go. Get in. Let's get it. Hey, Pete. Game, though.
Finish what you can do, man. Finish what you can do.
Come on, that ass.
So now y'all see that, right? That's a part of the personal training coming in. He's not only mentoring them, but he got them working out too. So tell us how you got started with this project.
Well, that's just because we care. That was founded by my younger brother, Demetrius King. Okay. He's up under me. And so, you know, I love the kids. I, you know, like doing stuff for community, helping people, you know, building people up the same. So I jumped right on in and I joined them. That's probably like 12 years ago.
Okay. Yeah,
that was 12 years ago. And like I said, I became a mentor and, you know, God gave me the gift to cut hair. So, you know, that was a tool. I'm like, well, God gave it to me to use. So I use it for that.
Yeah. And what I love is you said it's 12 years. It's just not something you just did a year or two ago. So it's been going on and still kicking. How can let the audience know how you can how they can support you on this mission?
Well, we do events, we all usually share it with the with social media and things, mm-hmm. but you can follow us Just Because We Care. Yeah, we got Just Because We Care on Facebook and IG.
Okay.
We appreciate everybody. Yep.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate what you're doing, especially for the youth. I noticed in that picture was a lot of young men, so we definitely need that.
Take a village. Take a village. Can't nobody do it by themselves.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for that. Again, he said follow Just Because We Care on Facebook or Instagram if you're looking to support. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty because I love, love, love what I do. And I'm so grateful to have you on the show. Like I always said, if there was no you, there would be no Corey Love Show. So again, thank you for joining. If you've been following, you're welcome. If you've been following Armando, you'll know that he was in prison for 17 years straight. And straight is a word that he uses because, as you know, we always know, unfortunately, our black men to be in and out, but he was in straight. So I don't want you to think, oh, he's just been doing and going and coming. He's been out and he's been doing amazing things, as you can see. Now, we don't need you to go into detail, but I want to know, how was your experience being, I guess I would say, enslaved in the system, shape your perspective on life and how you're in, you know, involved in the different careers that you're involved in now?
Well, as you said, enslaved is exactly what it is, because you give up your rights and they look at you as a slave when you're in prison. You said keep it brief and concise. So, because I've learned a lot of things. You know, I learned that, first of all, accountability. Accountability. A lot of times I was in there and people was always saying, well, my rappy, they told on me. That's why I'm in here. Which, okay, yeah, you're part of the streets. They wasn't supposed to say nothing. But if you wouldn't have did what you did, you wouldn't have been in there or had somebody have something to tell on you about. So I learned accountability to worry about what I did. I focused on what I could change. And I wasn't just focused on getting out. I was thinking about how to stay out. You know what I'm saying? And I also learned that what you do, whether it be positive or negative, always affects somebody. Like the ripple, when you throw a rock to the water, mm-hmm. the ripple, you stop seeing them, but guess what? They still going. So I noticed how I affected my family members. So even though they were out in the free world, they was doing a bit with me, you know. So yeah, I've learned a lot, you know, but.
And here are some pictures that Armando shared. And these are his parents that visited him while he's in there. And that's very, very important what you said. It's not just you serving the time. It's the people that are there mm-hmm. for you and supporting you and want you to be amazing. So I love your thoughts when you were in there. You're thinking about how to stay out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's great. And you've been out for how long now?
12 years. That's why I said 12 years. I came out with my feet running. I had my mind made up, so it wasn't nothing to wait about. I couldn't wait to get to, you know, what I promised God I was going to do.
Right. I like that. I like that. And guys in the audience, if you have any questions for Armando, please drop them in your comment in the comment section so that we could engage with you all too. Now, you say you came out 12 years and you've been successful in all that you do, in my opinion. I don't know what nobody else will think or feel or say, but from what I've seen, I really love the, you know, what you're doing for the youth. I love what you're doing in acting. You really have a very unique talent. That's why I always share casting calls with you personally, because I think a lot of them apply to your style. I don't have a picture of him in this fireman outfit. He said he do a little modeling. If y'all go on his IMDb, go check out that picture with him being a fireman. Were you modeling or you was? Or
yeah,
you
was? I did a little modeling shoot. Yeah.
And you said, okay. Now, I'd like to know what initiatives or other things you've done. I know you're mentoring the youth, but what have you done for those that to help them when they come out to re-enter society?
Well, I haven't tapped in with any group specifically to interact with those who come home to help lower the recidivism. Mm-hmm. But the people I know that come out, God just put on my heart and I always check on them, always encourage them and try to help them along the way to show them how to cope with being out here, you know. Because after 17 straight years, I mean, I came out here, you know, I was green, you know. So I needed a lot of people to help get me back sociably, you know.
Yeah.
Even though this purpose, like, oh, yeah, he seemed okay. That ain't normal to be locked up like a dog.
Right. I love that. I mean, it's been 12 years. I appreciate, I'm so grateful for that for you, but you are doing something. You may not be a part of an organization, but you're doing it. That one-on-one with someone is a big deal, especially for someone who's done it and been surviving. So again, as you know, keep going and keep doing what you do.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you guys don't know him and know about what he does, he is also, he said it earlier, a personal trainer. Yes,
Come on, man, I'm hot now. Drop down, top down, I got stare. Been around the block, pal. Imagine what I got now. The Bentley, the Ferrari, maybe the Bugatti, range of Maserati. I got them all. Goddamn, my money, my money. Long, I black out and break a bed on your ass like Barry Bonds. I get it. I'm down for the jokes, line stuck my wig. I told you I was.
Give money.
Get money.
Yeah.
There you go, right there.
You know,
so if you're trying to listen, the winter is coming, so now is the time to get your body right. So then, when the spring and the summer come back, don't wait till a month before. So get your body right, get your money, and get up with Armando. Thank you for that. You gotta show some of your clients results. There's this one lady that you work with. I've been watching her, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna get there. It's all about discipline.
Yeah, so, she made a miraculous change.
Nice.
Yeah, her and another lady I had around the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about miraculous.
Good for them,
and it made me feel good. You know, like it seemed like everything I do, it has something to do with art. So I get joy out of seeing somebody else smile and feel good. So she's I got to buy a whole new wardrobe. Or when I cut somebody hair and they get to look in the mirror, smile, and they walk different. Or even with the acting, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody might be going through some stuff, and what you giving them a distraction, you know, to entertain or whatever, to make them feel good and laugh or whatever it may be, you know. So yeah, everything I notice about myself, because you always learn about yourself. I say, everything I do is like artistic. the cutting hair, the acting.
Right. The
I can draw good. It's like, you know, certain things, especially we just got to, you know, continue to learn yourself and put yourself out there to know what you can do.
That is so true. Wow. That is absolutely true. Now, you've been a sheriff and not an officer. You've been a sheriff. You've been a husband. You've been, what else have you done? You've been a news reporter and you even do plays. Now, I know that you have some films coming up, right? Mm-hmm. This year, later this year, or either early next year. But this might be a tough question. But which roles do you feel have been like your toughest role to portray?
I had as far as the roles go, it allowed me to utilize my skill set and I'd be able to, you know, do accents to change my voice. People movers that's coming out. I'm an old man. I had to grow all my hair for like almost 2 months, itching and this and that. So I had to, you know, really get into character. I had to change my voice, you know, had all the muscles and, you know, Vindicated series coming out. It made me dig as far as emotional wise, you know, right. So I can have that, you know, as far as the reflections, I can have that up and down. You know, you can really see me work, you know, Dark Side of Beautiful. Dark Side of Beautiful. That's a movie coming out. Go ahead.
Dark Side of Beautiful is one that I haven't seen, but yeah.
No, it's being edited in.
It's pre-pro. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
People Movers gonna be out any minute. Vindicated, the TV series, gonna be out any minute.
Okay.
And y'all already, you know, seen Rose Gold.
Yes, Rose
Gold. You know, hey, but I mean, I appreciate all the roles, you know, that I get, everything I play or whatever. But some, you know, make you do a little more research and dig. You know, yeah, gotta come from the stomach, like, you know. So.
Definitely gotta come from beneath. There's one particular role. I liked you in Rose Gold, and that's where I noticed you even more because of the accent that you shared. I'm trying to pull up the clip so that I can share with the audience. But if you haven't seen Rose Gold, make sure you check it out. And we're just going to keep moving forward. As soon as I get the clip, we're going to talk about it. So with all your talents, how do you balance all that you do?
You know what? Trust me, you're not the only person asked me that. Mm-hmm. And one day I said to myself, I say, man, what the heck? How do I do it? And of course, I know it's because, you know, by the grace of God. You know, I know it's by the grace and strength of God, of course. No doubt. Mm-hmm. But, I just like, I always been very energetic. You know, I'm not the sit down type of dude. I get, you know, I just can't, even though I know some days I should just like say, just don't do nothing. But every day I got to feel like I got to do something productive, you know? So I just, I look up and I done did everything all in one day. And when it's time to go to bed, that's when I'm done.
That's what you call energy right there. Cause mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, pass some over here. Tell us how, like, one of your typical days from start to finish, because of all that you do. I know you might not do every single thing in one day, but just give us a rundown of one of your days.
Well, it's been some days, like I just said, I might wake up at 3-4 o'clock, do an Amazon Flex. I'll drop off some packages 3-4 o'clock. Then I might have to go train somebody there at the gym. Then I got some haircuts. Then I might go check on my parents, you know. And then I come back home to my baby and see what she needs and make sure I spend some time with her.
Right.
Yeah, I can't negate that.
You said 3 o'clock.
Yeah, in the morning.
You said 3 o'clock. Working out.
Amazon ain't no joke. You hear me? For real, they don't be playing. They deliver.
I know my daughter did that, and I used to feel sorry for her, baby, but I couldn't do it. Can't do it. Amazon, I know for a fact, is no joke. Mm-hmm. Janessa says that's a blessing to positively have an impact on others. Trisha Henderson says It's not. What's not? You're talking about working at Amazon. She said, I had to stop. She said, I had to stop.
Oh, she always said, there ain't no joke. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter, yeah, she stopped too. I mean, she was losing weight left and right. No, it's a lot. But here's the clip. Check them out.
Chill out, chill out. Be cool. How you doing, sir? Is everything okay?
You were driving a little fast, ma'am. License, registration, proof of insurance, please.
Here you go, sir.
The sheriff to you. Y'all folks sit tight for a minute.
And so I wanted to share that clip because I want y'all to listen. So I was like, listen. Now, you know, in acting, you have to have a range, right? Sure, Trisha, drop your question in the comment section. Not a problem. And I've seen you in so many different ranges. Like I said, you've been a sheriff, not an officer right there. And you came out with an accent. Now, don't tell it. I want the audience, if you can tell what accent he was using, but how did you prepare for that role? Because I can tell you didn't just get the lines and you work. I can tell. Tell us about it.
Hey, listen, I grew up always trying to mimic, you know, different stuff, you know, or whatever. So trying to mimic somebody's voice or accent is like, it's not new to me, but at the same time, I did do some research and practice for that part because I ain't want to, you know, for the people that's in law enforcement, like, just so happened, this when I was Ubering, right? God ain't no joke. Ubering. I had to pick up some people. It's four people. One was up for his birthday. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the action I was using, trying not to say it, but the action I was using, the people were in the car, okay? Mm-hmm. And brothers and sisters, I probably got two more weeks. And guess what? I'm talking, and I tell people what I do. So as I'm telling them, I say, yeah, I got plenty of shades. Like, what? My man whose birthday is a sheriff. He was a brother, a sheriff, and the accent, not the exact same city, but pretty much, I said, what? So I'm listening to him the whole time. I'm drilling him on questions. When you walk up the car, you're supposed to touch the back of the trunk to make sure it's not open. Also leave your fingerprint in case you try to run.
So I'm asking all that.
Hey, listen, I stopped another brother sheriff at the light. I was like, hey, man, let me ask you a question. I'm about to play the blah-blah-blah. He said, I say, do I pose a walk up to the car holding a gun? He said, no. You unhook the lock. Keep and whatever you do, have it in your left hand so your right hand can be ready. I said, what about when I'm walking from the car? Do I pose a walk backwards and look? He said, no, you don't do all that. But you do at one point, like, look to the side, just make sure you know what they're doing. So I did, you know, I ain't want to be looking all faulty and fake, you know.
Just right.
That was good enough. You're arrested, you know.
Now, you know what? You just said it right there. You research, you find out. I was going to ask you, because I don't remember if I saw you touch the trunk. But
yeah, when I went to the back, they just say, show it, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't show it, because they showed you in the mirror. Let me see. Coming forward.
Because you'll see me pause a little bit at the back when I did the light. You'll see me stop a little bit. That's what I did. They just ain't, you know, show that part.
Yeah. She said, okay, country sheriff. What city you think he was? What country sheriff do you think he was? Let us know. We have a question. She said, what is this movie? That's Rose Gold. Mm-hmm. It's on Tubi. And Trisha wants to know, do you feel like it's an age to be an actor?
Not at all. Like, acting is like, it's the whole world. So it don't matter if you one, a baby who don't even know he on TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, so no, it's not an age at all. Because if everybody's the same age, it wouldn't even seem real. You know, you got to have a grandmama, granddaddy, all that.
Come on. Right. That makes a lot of sense. All right, Janessa, I'm waiting to know if you know what city that is he was mimicking. I hope he answered your question, Trisha. Thanks for asking. If anybody else have any other questions, make sure that you drop it in the comment section as well. So you're a barber, personal trainer, your Uber or Lyft, whichever one. and you also...
Amazon Flex.
So would you want to play any of those roles, or is it like you already do too much of it in a day?
I mean, I wouldn't mind because I haven't done it. You know, I'm always looking to do something different, like you say about the range thing. I don't want to be stuck in no box, only want to play one thing. You know, I want to, you know, be challenged. Yeah. I like the challenge.
Yeah. Let me see. She said that was Houston. I'll let him answer, but let a few more people come in first before we give the answer, okay? She said Houston. I don't know either, but I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure if I know. All right. Now, with a lot of the films that we watch, you know, I look at a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. The majority of them, I would say maybe 6 out of 10, are based on gun violence, drugs, sex, a lot of sex. Mm-hmm. I notice a lot of films now start with them being in strip clubs. And I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not knocking their style, how they do it. Because when I watch a film, I look at it for a message, a lesson, you know, something that we can walk away with. Mm-hmm. What themes or stories would you like to see other than those? And I hope this isn't putting you in an awkward space, you know. It's just a show. I'm asking them questions in case you're looking at the replay. I just have a question, you know, want to know what other themes would you like to see that maybe haven't been shared yet to an extent?
Well yeah, I agree with you. I miss only so many, you know, booties and stuff we go can see and money. And I mean, although it's a place for everything. It's mm-hmm. It's a place for everything, but not every movie. You know what I'm saying? Try to be diverse and versatile. That's why I say, like, I like as far as the range, like by me playing the old man, the sheriff, getting killed in gunplay, you know? So I would like more movies possibly. I like to play in the dope movie, like from Africa, you know, because so I died, now I way change, you know, do my voice, mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever. Tribes or something like that, or family movies, more family movies where you seeing the child going through some stuff and the dad is there in the house to be a strong leader and example, and you know everybody rooting on dad to bring everybody through, and you see the wife, you know, she got his back, and then, you know what I'm saying, some positive stuff, you know, just regular life stuff, you know, because you know, shoot in the strip club and getting shot and all that stuff. That's regular stuff, but that ain't it.
Right.
That ain't the life, yeah.
Right. I agree 100%. I like what you're saying. Like the old time we had sitcoms where, you know, the kids climbing out the window and they're getting in trouble and stuff like
that.
I 100% agree. Crown Q asks, I heard him mention Amazon Flex earlier. I came in late. What's your process to making the two sides of your life cohesive? The regular day-to-day versus the set life. Real tapes and staying prepared as an actor.
Okay. I like to, like I said, I like to stay busy. So I'm like, I'm always being a personal trainer. I take my lunch bag so I can have weight, at least halfway eat right. And as far as the acting, I take my portfolio with me all the time. So in between, I'm always studying. Yeah, I'm studying and reading and going over my lines and stuff. I could be driving and, you know, and I just be at it all day. So that's how I do all of it at once. Like, so if I'm doing Amazon, if I got 8 minutes I got 8-10 minutes to the next house, let me see if I know them lines right quick, you know? So yeah, that's how I do that.
Right.
As well as, you know,
how do you study? Do you like record yourself, or what's your strategy to learning those lines? Because I don't want to say memorizing them.
Well, as far as like the facial expressions and body language, stuff like that, I usually do the mirror. And I can hear myself and I can feel it. It's like a feeling. I know when I ain't hitting it. I can feel when I ain't hitting it. So when I keep on doing, I do it this way, do that way, and then when I feel it, and then some things I do say on the phone to record it, so I won't forget. So I won't forget how I wanted to present it, you know.
I like that. Yes, Q. There he goes. He answered your question, and he said, "Yes, I like that you kind of make it a challenge between your tasks. That's how I do things on it. You make every use of every single time." I would love to see a new positive Black family-related movie. I would too. Maybe we need to. Mm-hmm. I need to share that. See somebody right. could do it. That'll be really dope. You feel it. We're human, so we know when things ain't genuine. Yes, he's like, you're right, man. Thanks for tuning in. And Q Crown Q is a photographer, videographer, director of photography. PA and everything else out in Houston and Atlanta. Thanks for always tuning in and supporting. I wanted to show you guys this. If you're in Florida, you already know about 411 pain, but Armando is in Detroit, so
scared, angry, stressed.
I feel like a burden on others.
You can't work. Bills are piling up. You feel alone with no way out. The team at the injury law firm understand, and that is why they fight. They fight to get you the money you deserve. Call the injury law firm.
Call our team at the injury law firm
at 1-855-LET-US-WIN. That's 1-855.
Hold on, law injury. I ain't trying to give y'all no advertisement. I was just trying to show your clip real quick. So you do commercials as well.
Man, listen, if you got something to do with acting, I'm with it. Stage plays, commercials, movie, film, what?
Mm-hmm.
I got blessed to be in the commercial.
Tell us about your recent play that's coming up.
The one that's coming up is called Scars, Sins, and Secrets.
I like
and
that.
I'm playing a part. I ain't never played this one. I'm playing a gorilla pimp. I'm about to be a gorilla pimp, so they gonna hate me in the audience. I might have to go out the back door. That's my plan. They supposed to hate me at the end.
You gonna be smacking them up.
I'm gonna be a gorilla pimp. I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, before we go into the game, and I show the last clip that I want everyone to see, which is to me so hilarious. What upcoming projects are you most excited about? I know you're excited about all. Mm-hmm. Let's get it together. He loves everything that he does.
I ain't about to get jumped on by nobody. You know, which I do for real, but you know.
Yeah. So you're like, nah, I ain't gonna answer that. Okay, cool.
No, I'm gonna answer.
Okay, cool.
I'm answer. Like I said earlier, people movers. I mean, it's like you see a lot of women do it. Younger women may play an older woman, put on the gray hair, and you know, with the theatrics, the cane, this and that. So, like I said, man, Two months, let my stuff, because I know I can't grow no hair right here. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to get gray and black. I can't grow it right here. They gave me some pop bottle circle glasses. Mm-hmm. I made sure I wore clothes that was a little too big so you couldn't see no muscles. Mm-hmm. My tie too short, pants pulled up tight, got a cane, and I'm changing my voice. You know, I'm the granddaddy, and it's comical. It's comical, so I got to, you know, make sure I get my funnies in. I got to make sure I keep up, you know, being bent over and erect and looking all frail. So I'm excited about People Movers. This movie called Creature Jackson. It's a lot of choreography fighting scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, yeah, it's dope. I'm a super, like, so I can't die that well. So that's different. You know, mm-hmm. I love doing something different. I can't wait to see What About Your Friends. I'm Mr. 2L's dad. I got the pleasure to play his dad. Yeah, that's my guy. I'm like, oh, what's up? Let me get that. Yeah.
You got to play his dad?
Yeah, I got to play his dad. And Smooth dude. Pretty cool dude. Okay. And then The Dark Side of Beautiful. Nice. Mm-hmm. Man, look, this is, man, this.
You got a lot coming.
I got support lead role in that.
I love how passionate you sound about it. I love how you do your research. I just love that you make sure you come in as the character. You know what I mean? That makes a lot of a difference. If you don't know who's Mr. Two L's, Mr. Two L's is Denzel Dandridge. He is out of Detroit, lives in Atlanta. He went to BSU here in Florida. So, yeah.
He's going to try to claim he's going to find a way to get us.
He got a little bit of Florida in him. Just a little bit. What's your opinion on stage plays versus screenplays? I got my first stage play to direct next year, but never did theater. Hmm.
Well, stage plays will take longer to prepare. And they're more intricate and gotta do a lot more work because there's no cut, hold on, do it again. You got, when it's done, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? So you got people right there in front of you, and you got, and the good thing about that too, though, is the instant gratification. You know, you get to see everybody, then with the movies, it don't take that long. You know, you ain't gotta worry about so much, you know, they gonna make you get it right. You might get fussed that you keep on, you know, taking all day to get it right, but they is gonna make sure at the end of the day it's gonna be right. But then you gotta wait and hope and get to see the people's opinions and everything. It's not the instant gratification on, you know, how people like it or whatever. But yeah, I fell in love a little more with the screen though.
Yeah, because stage plays, I've heard that it's no. Oh, God, no. It is what it is.
But I want to stay sharp. I want to stay sharp. So I told myself I would do at least once a year. A play once a year. Yeah. It keeps you sharp. Yeah, you know, on your toes.
Oh, because you're, yeah.
This the third one I'm about to be in. The first one I was in, the first big screenplay, I Wish You Didn't Trust Me So Much, Reggie Big Boy Entertainment. And then I was with Jay, she the play queen. Love and Other Four-Letter Words. And I had to play a character while I was bougie, had to change my voice. I'm wearing an ascot. I'm talking about, it was so different. I'm talking about, I was talking bougies. I'm talking about, it was funny. It was funny.
Let's hear a little bit.
Oh, dang. what did I say in that line? Man, I forgot what I said.
Just say something bougie, like, honey, come and eat dinner. I made a special dinner for you or something.
Man, you know, put me on the spot. I can't. I'm trying to think of what the heck I said because it was so
funny.
That's
okay. That's okay. That's okay.
All right, let's move on right now.
He said move on right quick.
Yeah, all right.
So again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. Thanks for the questions. If you still have any, go ahead and drop them in the comment section. Armando, thank you for being a part of the show. I want to give a shout out again to Urban Simplex Entertainment LLC for this episode. He has produced The Bad Girls. I love The Bad Girls. I didn't know that was Urban Simplex.
It's real great.
And also Captured. I didn't know that was him either. Captured was great. I love June Shelton. So anything he's in, I'm going to watch. And man, I mean, Captured was really, really good. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, let me drop the trailer of it right here.
Delete this or else.
Carmen wrote that.
Who?
Carmen, the one right there. Michelle, she wrote that. Yeah, her and Will.
Right.
Hey, Mom.
Listen, Sandra, you need to start thinking about your future. And taking pictures ain't gonna get you nowhere.
But for real, when I'm gonna get like a wedding or something, like a baby shower, like give me something. Girl, I'm not focused on no dudes right now. They ain't nothing but distractions.
My name Andrew, by the way.
You met that one guy.
Xavier, that's my guy.
And then from here, it takes off. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out on Tubi. Of course, the whole synopsis of the movie is she is a young lady that's been working in a corporate world. She got suckered by her boss and a coworker, and she came out. She said she's going to do her own thing. She's a photographer, as you can see. And somebody didn't like her taking their picture. So it got real gritty and nitty. So make sure you check it out on Tubi. It's free, y'all. Hey, that's my favorite time of the show. I mean, I'll be wanting to hear about y'all too, but I like I like getting y'all stumped. So we're going to play two games today. Okay, let me go right to the comments. My bad. Oh, wait, you got a question. You want a question or you want the game?
I'll take the question right now.
Right, okay.
I gotta take the game anyway.
Yep, are you right? You're right. You're absolutely right. Do you ever have multiple roles? Ooh, simultaneously. I like that.
Yeah, I got like 4 or 5 right now. That happened a couple times. Yep. It's a challenge, but you know, what I do is I be learning a little bit of all of them, and just the one that's up next. I just focus on that one more.
Okay.
Yeah, I focus on that one more. You know, I go through everything first, mark it up. You got to have, you know, your pen and your highlighter, mark it up. And you go through it and see how you would say it naturally. You know what I'm saying? Some of the words, they don't matter. You change up a couple words, just don't change the context. Right. So I do that first, you know. And yeah, about 4 or 5 times. I ain't going to lie. That first time it happened, I was like, God was like, you asked for it. I got kind of nervous, like, man, am I going to remember all, what the heck, 4 of them? I mean, because I booked them because I knew would nothing overlap as far as the time of shooting. So I was like, let me get that. And I was like, well, dang, I still got to study all of them at the same time, though. I'm like, man, but I pulled it off. And
you did it. Yeah. And you're doing it. All I can see is me putting in the bad girls line with the captured line and go. I can see me doing that, but you doing it, you good. I like that. I like your strategy as well. And guys, I love, love, love the questions. Keep them coming. She says, EJD PPOP Media is out of Atlanta as well. She is doing prolific high school, is shorts, with her intentions of definitely becoming full feature. So check her out on YouTube. Hey, Erin. I think we asked that, right? We answered that. How do you balance the lines of the roof? Okay, yeah, he answered. Okay, good. All right, because when I see them scrolling, I see what I'm saying. I can't even remember that I just asked you that question. So imagine me. Oh, Lord. She says, I would like to see more family movies. All right, so we all would. I think that'll be so cool. We're going to work on that. It's going to happen. It's gonna happen. Hey, Crown, I'm loving these questions, y'all. How have you ever been typecasted?
I don't think so, but it do be a couple. And I understand the detective, police is like they almost be in almost every movie, and I have been, you know, approached with those, you know, roles quite a few times. But like I say, I got, thank God, because I asked, you know, to make sure I, you know, because I want to always keep testing my range and everything. I've been blessed with. I done did almost, I done did a lot different, you know, a lot of different roles. But yeah, I probably won't take so many roles that's the exact same thing. So I won't.
I don't think, at least from what I've seen, you've done a lot of different roles. So this was the funniest one for me ever.
Hey, I'm finally home, baby. Hey, man, what are you doing home? They let me out early for good behavior. Like, come on.
So before I continue with this clip, first of all, let me tell you. So the young lady that came to the door, this is Chocolate Kiss 2. You got to check out part 1. She came to the door, but she just had her another dude in there. She's married, And she had another dude in there. I think his name is Edward Donaldson.
Yeah, Edward Donaldson. Yeah, no doubt.
Right. His name is Dallas in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And so he was the dude that she was messing around with. And here comes her husband.
Hey, I'm finally home, baby. Hey, man, what are you doing home?
They let me out early for good behavior. Like, come on, girl, show me some love.
Okay,
it's
sweetie.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
Now remember, she was just about to get down with the dude.
Wait.
Okay.
You got some nigga up in here?
No. Why would you say that?
Amber, those outfits are to die for. And who is this big chocolate piece?
John, this is
Twan, T-W-I. Oh, I like it. Listen, honey, just come to the studio next week, because I hate driving all the way over here to the west side.
You know what? Girl, I'm going to call you later, okay? Let me just okay, call you later.
What was up with all that?
I was just trying something new, babe.
Did you really smack him on his hand? That was a loud smack now. I heard that. I was like, Pah! I said he slapped his hand for real. That way it sounded.
Ain't no doubt.
That was so funny though, because you guys played that role real good. I like it. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I enjoyed
that
it.
And that just came natural. That's like you got the lines. Mm-hmm. They hire you and they bring you on to exude your creative energy. They want you to bring it to life. They don't expect to have to tell you. Of course, they'll give you the synopsis and tell you this was this character like. That's their, but it's up to you to bring it out. So that was like, okay, that's natural on the scene. It's like, when he came out, that I automatically did that because that's, would be natural.
Right. Yeah.
I slapped his hand because I don't play that. Like, man, you know what's wrong with you? You know, natural. And we was on set laughing about that stuff. He coming out looking crazy. Like, what the heck?
He did that. It was too funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Hey, but the whole movie funny.
I thought it was gonna be like an old love story.
That's a family movie. Everybody can watch that. That's a good movie, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Chocolate Kiss 2. Y'all better check it out.
Mike Jeffers and Richard Bass.
My guys. Yep.
Yeah.
My guys. Tanya. You got Tanya.
Yeah, I love how they all together.
Man, Man, she just keep dropping. She's going crazy. And
good ones too.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing. That they ain't just getting dropped. They dropping like hot cakes. On the
Jenea Black too. They all go together. Jenea, Richard,
us,
Mike, Tanja.
Man, yeah, it's a lot going on in the city. You know, I'm proud to be from the city. We got a lot of talent, man.
Now, I see a lot of you guys tuning in because I can see the number of people. I just can't see who's tuning in. So if you're tuning in, drop your name, drop your city, let Armando know who you are and where you're checking in from. Okay. He said the reason why I asked is because you have seasoned detectives or sugar daddy type vibes to you. Respectfully. He's respectfully saying that. Yeah, that's why he asked if you're typecasted. All right. So
hey, watch some of the movies.
Huh?
Now I was telling the young brother with Crown Q, right? Watch some of them different movies that I've been in, and then make his decision, see if I can rock out, if I got some chops in other areas. Yeah.
All right. All right, this or that. We're gonna play this or that, and we're gonna play first word. So this or that is I'm gonna say two things. You're going to say A or B. So if I say A or B, you're going to say B. You don't have to explain why. It's just fun. But if you want to like let us know, you can. Ready?
I think so.
A play or film?
B.
Air Force One? Or you say the
word B? You said say A or B?
No, I'm saying if I said you're so
what?
So I said play or a film, so you can say film.
Okay.
You're funny.
I'm nervous.
Air Force Ones or Jordans?
Air Force Ones, baby.
Steve Harvey or Cedric the Entertainer?
Steve.
Eminem or Big Sean?
Big Sean.
Midtown or Lafayette Park?
What? Midtown or Lafayette?
Lafayette, see you. That's my accent. I ain't know how to say it. Right. Lafayette.
Don't worry about it.
Lafayette. That's how I would say it in my accent, Lafayette.
What was the other one again?
Midtown.
Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Coney or Wendy's?
Neither. I don't eat meat.
I knew you was gonna say neither. I knew it. I just knew it. If you're not familiar with Detroit is Coney. Like Coney, I don't know. They call it Coney Islands or Coney?
They do say it's Coney Island, but you just be like Coney. Let's go to Coney Island. Yeah, Coney. Right.
So it's like in LA, they have, I think it's In-N-Out or like White Castle or whatever. So that's what Coney is in Detroit. Squats or pull-ups?
Dang, I gotta pick one. I'm full body, like pull-ups, then
pull-ups. If you gotta choose, it'll be pull-ups.
Yeah, you can't. You got to have the foundation, man.
All right, and the last one for that: Denzel Washington or Samuel Jackson?
Denzel.
Okay. Now, first things come to your mind. I'm gonna say a word. You're gonna say the first thing that comes to your mind. So if I say open.
Close.
Okay. Ready? In-N-Out. Yeah, that's the name of it in LA. All right. Home.
Home. I ain't gonna lie. The first word that came to my mind was busy. So I don't know why.
Michael B. Jordan.
Stacey Dash. Oh, hey, first thing. I ain't thinking. First thing in my mind.
Protect Black women.
Ain't no doubt.
Liquor.
Weed.
After party at?
My house.
Toby.
I don't know what the heck. On fire.
Right. Ring finger.
Say who?
Ring finger.
My baby.
Oh. It really gets on my nerves when.
People be disrespectful.
Right. I know, huh? 2 acres of land.
Let me get that.
And last but not least, beach.
Sand.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. It's been fun, Armando. Again, if you guys are not already following, follow him on Instagram at ArmandoKing76 and on Facebook, Armando King. Go check him out. Go check him out. He's in rose gold. He's in chocolate kiss too. And you have an array of other ones that are coming out. Gunplay.
I'm on Gunplay. On the run.
I like it on the run too.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Jackie Wilson story. Now you know Jackie Wilson, right?
That's what I remember.
Old favorite singer, yeah. I played his first wife dead. His first wife, I was her daddy. I had to shave my face off, wear a wig. So yeah. I like stuff like that, the range, you know, and I slightly talked a little country, but I ain't trying to do, I just, you know, because it's back in the 50s. So, you know, yeah. Right.
Well, what can you say?
Was supposed to be from Atlanta. It was Crystal Dow, Kiva, and Leah Avery in the back. And I had stopped there. Yeah, I don't think y'all seen it. Emily was in the back. And I pulled them over because they was coming through Atlanta, you know. But go watch the movie, though. I ain't about to try to tell y'all what the movie
was. I knew it was. At first, I thought it might have been Alabama, too. But okay, Atlanta. And the crazy thing is, they will stop you in Georgia. They going to stop you, so I love this interview, Armando. You're amazing. Oh,
thank you, Janice. I appreciate you. I appreciate
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, he is, guys. Make sure you follow him because he got a lot coming up. A lot coming up. He's going to be more. I also send him a post. I always send him posts because I just love his energy. And he is married. It ain't nothing like that. She's a beautiful. She's a Nubian queen. So just make sure that you guys show him some love. Check him out. And Vindicated, that's coming out this year too, right?
Series, yep. Yep. That's coming out. I had put it on my phone so I won't forget nothing because I'm not trying to get jumped on, right? Yeah, people movers. What about your friends? Frenemies. Love Heart. I got to shoot for that still. But Love Heart, Creature Jackson. I got the stage play, Scars, Center Secrets with Stacey and Lisa writing. So I got a lot going on, you know. I got thank
what's
God.
Your
you
said
Vindicated.
Nice. All
right. Oh, whoa. Record in Time.
How dare you? Lord, me too.
We talking about something different? What?
A record in time.
Come on, record that's making you go back in time. That's so dope. And I was glad to do that with Eric Gomez and Paris. Man.
How dare us?
I'm episode 7. You know what I'm saying? I'm acting with Brittany and whatever. I got a scene with her, and that was pretty cool.
I'm in episode 3. I worked on the first 3 episodes with them. LPA. And then I got thrown in. So make sure you check that out. That is exactly Janessa, Crown Q, Trisha, all of you that are on. That is definitely something.
What's it called? TVEI
Network. It's $4.99, y'all.
Yeah, for the month. It's 3 episodes on there already. I think 4 or 5. Did they come out or about to come out? But
they're supposed to come out soon.
Yep. Record in time. Yep.
Y'all know I'm going to share it because I worked on that. I worked on that set. I worked very, very, very hard. Had an amazing time. So, and I'm in it. So I'm going to share. Whether or not I'm in it, I'm going to share it because I just love what I do.
Yeah. And you know what? I wanted to talk about that too. Oh, baby. That's my baby. There she go.
Yeah. See? That's right. I just got to watch you, girl.
Hey, yeah. Dark skin people got to stick together. No,
sure do.
Hey, listen. And I was going to say that too, Corey. I appreciate you, you know, for having me on the show. And I've noticed how you support many people. You don't just support, you know, the people that's, you know, they got some, you go show love and honor where it's due. And, but I see you particularly trying to reach out to those who's trying, you know, you see them working hard, doing their thing. You say, you know, you try to give them a little help and a little push. And I appreciate that too. You done mentioned my name in the cover room. Vindicated action. Yeah. You just said, what about Armando? And, you know, they tapped in. I seen a picture of the guy. He wanted to look. I said, dang. I said, bald head. The gray in the middle of the gold tee. I said, what?
Ron Elliott
do good work. Yeah, I like his stuff.
So I know that's gonna be good because Ron Elliott is really good too.
Yeah.
He takes time. His quality is that's gonna be good.
And the way he directs you and try to coach you on how he wants to see it, how he expects to see it, is like it's not overbearing. He go get to you, you know, but he got a good balance, you know what I'm saying, on getting on your head, like you ain't hitting it right. He said, hey man, when you come, I had 2 auditions. He said, when you come, man, don't what'd he say? Oh, like in the race, he was like, don't catch no hamstring.
Because you know you
it's like you all the way to the finish line and you know you done messed up. So
I think he did Quick Money, right?
Yes, with Don Bishop from the Shot. That was different. That's different.
That was hilarious.
Oh, and another thing, I told you I'm Mr. 2L's dad, right? I'm watching how God bless him because he be doing his thing. He on fire. Ebony Tate. She cold-blooded. She's
that's my baby.
And I'm her daddy and Vindicated. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's go, God. Come
on. Got an all-star.
He be setting me up. Let's go. Yeah.
Now, Ebony ain't no joke now.
I know. She pushed me. Hey, listen. I love it. We working, man. Wait till y'all see it, man.
I'm gonna have to get flued in for that one.
hey, we can't, of course I can't say nothing, but we're gonna draw y'all into the team. We're gonna draw y'all all the way in the team. Y'all gonna forget who we are. Nice. And that's the whole purpose of acting. Like, it's my job to, even though you know I'm Armando, you know I'm trying to trick you.
Right. Right.
And if I still trick you and you know I'm trying to trick, I did my job.
Right.
Like, I love Jamie Foxx. How you turning to Ray Charles like that, man? Jamie got, and that's why I like, I look at Denzel the man, no doubt. Denzel Washington, but Jamie Foxx and Will, their range from comedy to, I'm talking about, and they
kill it in every aspect. Yeah, that's true. That is 100% true. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to seeing you and all of them. You already know I'm rocking with you. And those of you that aren't yet, make sure you go and follow him. You're going to be seeing a whole lot more. Thank you so much for your comment. And that is one of the reasons why I created my platform, because I feel like I don't get the attention that I need. So I'm going to make a way for those that's not getting it. We're going to all get it together, because I always tell people Oprah didn't start as being where she's at. Mm-hmm. Oprah had to work her way up. So it all, you know, it takes time, it takes steps, but, you know, we're going to get there. When we're supposed to get there, if that's what we're supposed to do. So keep doing what you're doing. That goes for everyone that's on here today. Thank you for supporting him. And without you guys, I always say it, there will be no Corey Love Show. So thanks for tuning in. Tell somebody about me, and I'll do the same for you. Have a good night. God is blessing.
Corey Love, baby. Thank you.